Seventh pack of Sakha Mishnah Yud Alice. Kol Anechel Meshah Gadol Ye'echel B'Gvi Arach. In Kolben Pesach, you eat the meat of the Kolben. The sinews that are not generally eaten are one does not eat in the Kolben Pesach, it's not mechuyav to eat. It says the parts of the animal that eventually are going to harden to sinews that you will not eat, when the animal gets older, even though the animal is very young now, and those sinews can be eaten, you're not required to eat them. Now, the only part of the thing that will remain edible as the animal grows older. What are the things that are eaten even by a big cow? Either on the different parts of near the shoulder and some other soft areas which remain soft even when it's when the animal gets older, then you eat it also by the cob tether, which is a younger animal. Person who breaks bones of a regular Korban Pesach gets malchus, because it says etzim l'kishbro bones. He has a Korban Shatara and he leaves it after the prescribed time, doesn't eat it. Even though the loisa say, because it says loisa see a man out of boker, there's no malchus because it's a lav shem b'maitza. This is done by you're over the law by not eating, not by doing an act. And there's another, I would sometimes say the reason is because the law is for essay, that's the type of law that once you do the law, the Torah says it's a mitzvah to do of burning it. Kolponim, even though it's in the right to leave over the meat, one does not get malchus. And the shade of the tummy, the carbon which is tummy, which is a puzzle of carbon, and it breaks the bone, also in a leg of a barn, he also does not get malchus over here. He's not open to the right of the chalal, because if the right was only said of breaking bones of a kosher korban, not a potter korban.